Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm coming together all over the world, Tanny Beard.
And I've got strippers sticks in my face, uh-huh. Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny is trying homophobia.
Billy's 16 again.
And we are picking our dream actors lineup.
We. Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ, Billy Andrew.
This podcast is too crust.
Dirty queers.
Talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors, and getting all the goss from you, our sexy, sexy listener.
Mm-hmm.
Answer, what am I saying?
And answers and questions.
Yeah, there we go.
Q&A.
Do you know what? If someone changes one word in the script, it throws me.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like a robot.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah,
me and
sure.
Lorraine are the same. I've only hosted half my show this year too. Anything from gay etiquette
yes.
to repetitive nipple strain injury.
Well, we'll get more on that.
More coming hot in off the nipple strain injury through the show, Girls Gaze and Maze. But first of all, DJ Billy Handro.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm full as a fat motherfucker.
From last night's
From
dinner.
Last night, because I woke up on the sofa this morning at 7 a.m.
No.
I was on the Lord's green, green grass.
She'd been on the wacky wacky.
And we went for food because it was Morgan's birthday yesterday.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday, Morgina. And we went to Ivy
Asia. Can I just say you proper made contact with the art? You looked down the camera then.
I don't normally do that.
You broke the fourth wall.
Oh my God.
That's not going to be a social clip.
No, it's not. Actually, before we continue.
What?
Lily May shouted at me because I've not done the plug.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I am plugged. But we've not done the plug. So if you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else, damn crazy or
cuckoo.
Get in touch by emailing us, letters at gossipdayspod.com, DM us on Instagram at gossipdayspod, which loads of people have done. And also, loads of people keep telling us that we've got fake accounts. We know we've got fake accounts.
We know we've got fake account. We can't say it every show.
No, yeah.
I'm looking at you, hater, in the DMs this week.
We'll get on to that.
You won't be listening back. No, don't give them the time.
I think we should briefly mention it.
We got hate mail, guys.
We did get hate mail this week.
We got fucking hate mail.
And that's that on that.
And if you don't have hate mail, get in touch via WhatsApp,
exactly.
Text, voice notes, go wild.
We've got a voice note today.
Head over to this description to find out more.
There we go. So back to me on the wacky backy.
My days. You're so illegal.
It weren't wacky backy, officer. It was.
Girl, it was spice.
But I woke up on the sofa. I had gorgeous food last night at Ivy Asia, though.
There wasn't a single thing I ate last night that I didn't enjoy.
Same. And
what was your favourite thing?
Probably the fried chicken.
We just love food too much. Ivy Asia in Manchester, really. Do you know where I went last week? Now we're on restaurants.
Go on.
Gordon Ramsay's Lucky Cat.
Yeah, it's is it sushi?
Sushi. I had like the raw tuna. Nigiri,
right.
Is it called?
No, what?
Nigiri.
Never heard of it.
Is that what it's called? I had the raw fish. Anyway.
Yeah, the raw fish.
And it was delicious.
Do you know what?
I recommend.
I saw a story on TikTok where Gordon Ramsay put a tea towel over his shoulder in his restaurant, walked out and thanked everybody. Thank you so much for being in my restaurant. And went back into the kitchen. But somebody was outside having a cig, saw him pull up in a van, go through the back way and like he was making the food, went out to everybody, greeted them, thank you, and then just got back in the van and left. So people in the restaurant thought that he was cooking the food in the kitchen. He came out and thanked them, but really he just got a taxi down.
I'm not going to lie, it was like a Monday night. I didn't think Gordon Ramsay was in Manchester slicing up a bit of fish. Right, okay. Yeah. I knew he weren't cooking it.
Well, there you go.
That's a bit of a shocker.
Well, not everything as it seems. Do you know what
so
I mean?
You were high.
Yeah, no, but I just passed out when I got in last night. That's it.
I had the nicest sleep in the world.com. Because I stayed the night before at Kai's mum's.
In Grimsby?
Yeah, and it was like, you know, when you go back to your like childhood bedroom. So I was sleeping in like...
Picture of H on the wall.
Picture of Lisa Scottley on the wall.
Yeah.
Army memorabilia everywhere.
For sure. A CD player with all your CDs.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. Jerry Hallowell.
That was my first tape.
My first ever tape was the Spice Girls. I was obsessed with the Spice Girls when I was a kid.
I am bagging up no butts on, baby.
Move it up. Do, do,
and
do,
then
do,
on the
do,
other
do.
Side, Mi Chico Latino.
I miss when you used to have B-sides.
Yeah,
when
bro.
You used to, like for those young ones out there, you used to buy a single CD like...
I remember tapes. I'm talking tapes.
Oh, yeah,
CD.
Tape. Sorry, to a tape. And then you used to flip it and they used to stick another track on there and it used to be called a B-side.
Yeah.
And sometimes they were better than the singles. Sometimes they weren't.
Yeah.
But a B-side, I love a B-side.
Have you seen Steps doing a Steps musical?
Talking yeah.
Talking of shit cheesy pop from growing
shit.
Up.
Yeah. I
love Steps.
I was obsessed with Steps as a kid, but now I'm older, I don't appreciate them as much as I did when I was younger. I know. I'm a bit like, oh, it's cringe.
I love that's part of it.
I mean,
and next time you're off, I'm gagging for H from Steps to sit. I'm going to try and get all the icons to sit in for you now.
Yeah, right, okay.
What else have we been up to then? So I'm gone. That's what I was going to talk about. Do you remember going back to your childhood bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in Kai's basically bedroom when growing up, so it was like a small double.
Mm.
But it made me think when I moved out,
are you close enough to the mic?
When I moved out, that's I better. Wasn't gone a week.
Yeah,
my mum had it redecorated as a spare bedroom.
My mum did exactly the same. Yeah. Straight up, like,
Kai's mum's like, this is your teddy.
No,
but it's like a museum for him when he walks back in.
Do you know what? Like,
I thought, oh, that's a mum.
Yeah, same because my mum did do
no
that.
No tea, my mum won't listen.
No, but mine, she basically redecorated as soon as I left. Took all my Britney posters down. That was it. She went, yeah, I'm taking them down. If you want them, I'll save them. If not, I'm gonna bin them.
If not, they'll be on the front tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Exactly.
With your suitcases.
It's like when kids go missing in the preserve, the bedroom. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
That's what it was like.
The Gossip Gaze.
So you did Bobby's Newcastle this week.
Yes, bitch. Do you know what? I love doing Newcastle.
Do you know what? We have a lot of listeners in Newcastle, can I just say.
Do we?
When I did Newcastle, when I went up north and did Newcastle, right?
Why was that?
I don't
that was
know.
Like Newcastle via Bristol. Via
yeah, it was. It went
Baghdad.
Weird there. Yeah, it went weird.
You'd be getting cancelled if you carry on.
Somebody had a Snack of the Week t-shirt on. Someone
wow.
else came up was like, love the podcast. Like, more people have come up to me in Newcastle saying, I love the podcast than anywhere else in the country.
No, lies. Manchester does a lot. We were just downstairs and someone came in reception and said they saw our video from last week.
We've gone viral, guys. We've gone viral. We actually have.
For the first time. And I love Newcastle, but they told me Katie Price was in the week before I was in.
Right.
And she's now seeing JJ from Married at First Sight, who was partnered up with Ella, who was on the show.
So Ella's no longer with JJ?
No.
Oh.
Apparently Katie Price was a hoot. She got up and sang free karaoke songs. She was like, no one film me.
Oh, right.
I'm here for a good night. I'll have fun with everyone. Apparently, she was super lovely to all the staff.
That's cool.
I'm a fan of Katie Price anyway.
I'm a fan of Katie Price as well. I think she's...
She's got her demons, but aren't we all?
She's definitely got
demons. She's a good
mother. Do you know what? I think, like, I've always liked Katie Price. And back in the day, like, she was the people's princess.
She was
a national
princess.
Treasure at one point, and I think she's no longer holding that title.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is.
She's got a demon. But you know what?
And actually, while we're on Katie Price, your first drag was you were called Katie Half Price. The first time you were ever in drag,
that was my name,
Katie Half Price.
Katie Half Price.
It was.
How funny is that?
Katie Fisher Price, more like poor fishy.
Katie Fisher Price. But you know what? It made me think because they had a lock in.
Oh, did they?
Okay, well, I got all the tea. They had a lock in. It made me think, who would be, you know, people do the ideal dinner party situation.
Mm-hmm.
I like, who would be your ideal
lock in? Or like after party?
After, like, yeah, like the club's shut.
Right, right.
You've got to take three celebs home with you from the club. Right. Assuming you've got a celeb in your club.
Okay, okay, got you.
In the hypothetical club.
Right.
Who would you take home? Katie Price would be on the list.
Katie Price would be mine. I'd also, I love the idea of Kerry Katona coming back because she's a...
She looks fab at the bed.
She's slimmed down. She looks great.
She's on Ozempic or what?
She's... And also, we had a laugh with her when she did Kiki, because you...
We had a ball.
Yeah, so she's done an event with us years and years ago before we ever did this podcast, and we got her to judge a drag competition.
Well, you booked her. Didn't you have a mobile?
Yeah,
I say that, but yeah.
I had a phone number, and I remember once at an afters trying to call her on the phone, and she just didn't answer. It went straight to 02 voicemail.
Why would you do that? I'd be fuming if I got booked at a club and then at 4 in the morning, the fucking...
It weren't 4 in the morning. It was like 10 in the morning, darling. I was like, I'd been up. I was like, hey, I'll phone fucking Kerry to tell the shit. I'm...
Well, that's not going to make the cut.
That's what it was like, though. I just want to be honest.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Honesty is the best policy.
And I'd also actually, I've been obsessed with Ray at the minute. Stripper's tits in my face, uh-huh.
Stripper's tits in my face, uh-huh. The Royal Albert Hall.
We watched the Royal Albert Hall performance, and since then I've been obsessed with Ray. And I've been watching everything. I watched Ray, Louis Theroux. I've been watching Ray do everything. Ray having a shit. Anything Ray's done, I've been watching this
Cooking
week.
Cooking with Ray.
Exactly.
I don't do that anymore. I don't do afters these days.
No, but if you did.
If I did, I'd have Amy Winehouse there. Well, maybe not Amy Winehouse, actually.
Fucking hell, she'd be smacking up in the bathroom.
Don't say that.
Bless
She's
her.
Dead.
I know.
I'm looking forward to the film.
Apparently people are saying it's shite.
People who haven't seen it yet.
I don't know. I just saw negativity around it.
Yeah, people don't like it because they're fans of it. I'm a fan of her.
Right.
But we've got to introduce the new generation. I want a real story to live on, not all the sex, drugs and heroin.
Yeah. No.
Heroin? What's heroin?
Heromones. All the pheromones and heromones.
Wow.
I actually became a massive fan of Whitney Houston because of the film.
There you go.
I went mad thing on her, really. I weren't.
I don't really know much about Whitney. I know she died in the bath, R.I.P.
That's it.
She was on it.
Yeah.
I know she was on it. I've seen crack is whack. I don't do crack.
I like it when
crack is cheap. I don't do crack.
I like it when she's like, you better lay low. you better lay low. I love that.
What was that? I was at an awards
show. Yeah. You better lay low.
Do you know what I watched? This is so sorry, Lily May. This is going to be a hell to edit. But I watched this week the Marilyn Monroe documentary.
Icon.
On Netflix. Highly, highly recommend you need to get out
was
and watch
Was she killed
it.
By the government or what?
Girl, it is in this thing. So she wasn't killed. I don't think she was killed by the government, but the life of that. Crazy.
Incredible, yeah.
Incredible.
She was like a proper, like, star.
America's sweetheart.
Star,
and
yeah.
And then I watched the Anna Nicole Smith one. Remember from the 90s? You'll know Adore Delano did the impression
I know
of her
that.
Where she's pissed and she's clapping.
Was she like the first, like, proper messy person? Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, she was quite like Marilyn. Marilyn was the first messy person.
Was she messy?
She was.
Did she ever rock up messy to TV?
She was
TV?
On it all.
Oh, right.
She was on it all, babe. Sleeping pills, uppers, downers, lefters, righters.
Okay, yeah.
Round and rounders.
A waltzer?
Yeah, she was a waltzer.
Right, wow.
Sugar Babes even wrote a song about it.
Round, round.
Yeah. So, yeah, and anyway, highly recommend watching them as a pair.
Wow.
They've got connections.
Mm.
Anna Nicole thought she was Marilyn. Sorry if no one's interested in this.
No, I'm interested. Yeah, was it on BBC or something?
It's on Netflix.
Fab. Oh, I'm going to give that a go, girl.
Non-spawn.
Right, come on, you're afters now.
Right.
Right, sorry,
yeah.
we got distracted by Marilyn and Anna Nicole. Are they on your list or not?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so you got Anna.
Marilyn, Anna. Just basically anyone that's been a smackhead throughout history. Throw Kurt Cobain in for a fucking good look. RuPaul from the 90s.
RuPaul from the 90s.
Lady Bunny. Yeah. Imagine that as an afters. The thing, she'd see Freddie Mercury with his dick out.
Oh, fab. I'd also like George Michael there.
Oh, I'd love George Michael there.
He was
hot.
I'd have
to get a urinal fitted.
He was hot, weren't he?
He was hot.
So sexy.
Imagine going for a piss on Clapham Common and bumping into Georgie in the bog.
I'd also want Lady Di. She'd be a laugh.
Diana?
Diana?
No.
Come on now. She'd do a little turn. She'd be the first one to fall asleep, though.
She'd have a wig on.
She'd have a wig on and she'd be done in an
she'd
hour
be like,
or two.
Get the fan, get the fan.
Yeah, she'd be, yeah.
That's who I'd have.
Yeah.
Anyone fun?
Lady,
do you want to have
What about
fun?
Madonna? Do you think she'd be any fun at a party?
No, not these days.
No, not current Space Raider Madonna.
Oh, don't. She gets a lot of stick.
I went to go see her.
I
she was fab.
I think it's rooted in misogyny.
Are you joking? I'm not misogynistic about Madonna. I put her on a pedestal.
I know. Well, yeah, you paid 500 and something quid a ticket.
No.
I wouldn't put her on that pedestal.
I know.
Cheeky bitch.
So that was your anyone with a drug addict. It's coming to your afters. Is that what you're saying?
I just think the people that are known for fun.
Okay, got you.
RuPaul was fun in the 90s. RuPaul, not that she's not now.
She's still fun now. I've seen her have a coffee enema.
What, you've seen her have it?
On the telly.
When she's done an enema on the telly.
We know where she's like, I've had a coffee enema.
Oh,
like
she
that.
Loves
yeah,
coffee, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Do you know there's a Costa on site? She must have Costa.
Oh, right. Wow. So she's not a Starbucks girl?
I'm not saying she's not a Starbucks girl when she's off around the world.
Right, okay.
The Gossip Gaze.
We'll be back with your gossip after this short break. But first, ooh, are you cuckoo for confessions?
Mm.
Are you gagging for the gossip? You were gagging last week. Or are you turned on by tittle-tattle?
Oh, that's better than trauma, isn't it?
Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, your fellow queens and allies. Because we do want the straights to listen. Because do you know what?
Educational.
They're also the minority. So, majority, sorry. We're minority.
No, they're the minority to me.
Right, okay.
I don't care if there's more of them in my mind, they're a minority.
Did you know there's only like 2% of people who are LGBTQ+ in the country? I thought it was a bit more than that.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, we've got 5% of the population that listen to us. Crazy. Crazy.
Well, make sure you tell them to listen to this podcast, The Gossip Gaze. Spread the love by spreading the show. Share it on WhatsApp now. Also, share it on your story, your Instagram story.
Oh, yeah, or share it on your message board in work.
Or why don't you get a can of spray paint? And go graffiti.
And go tag us.
Tag us.
Actually, proper tag us, not like Instagram tag.
Yeah.
Right,
proper
gossip
tag.
Gaze on your local bus.
Do you know what somebody did near my house, right? Somebody's wrote, like, Gemma is a grass. And then they've, like, covered it up. And then someone's put Gemma is a slag. They just keep attacking this person called Gemma. Every time
what
I go past this.
What's Gemma done in fucking Bolton?
Fuck knows what she's done in Bolton. But Gemma, if you're listening, you're a grass and a slag. Well, listen to these adverts and we'll be back in a second. Cheers,
not
love.
Adverts. Fucking hell.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew, Danny Beard. Say hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny.
And then Sam's here as well. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Thanks
hello,
for joining
Sam.
Us.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, anytime.
How have you been? Have you been in the gym?
Yeah, I was in the gym this morning.
How was it?
Just, clients going about.
Me and Sam are going to the gym after he's going to stretch my arse out. Make it nice and big.
A classic.
A classic. Do you mind out the gutter?
Be mind what? In the gutter?
You know when you just said 2% of people are gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit more complicated than that. Okay. Fun fact.
Come on, Sam's here with the facts. Pow, 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 pow.
It's about 3%.
Dirty window. Boom, boom, boom. Go on.
Yeah, it's about 3% across the UK, right?
3%.
But if you look at the ages of 16 to 24, it's like 10%.
Oh.
Like only 90% of people describe themselves as heterosexual amongst that age group.
Right.
So the older you get, the straighter you get.
Well, that's because you couldn't come out back at gay.
Well, yeah, probably.
Oh, right. I thought you meant...
Yeah, not saying you're going to get straighter as you go. No.
Better fucking not,
imagine
darling.
Me by the time I'm 90.
Oh, I'm right into pussy right now.
And taste change.
Yeah. Oh, God. You taste change every 7 years.
Well, there you go. Check. 7 years' time. You might be straight.
7 years' time.
Well, your taste change. What do you mean?
So, you know, like when you were a kid and you couldn't go near Parmesan and now you can't stop putting it on everything?
Olives as well.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, I still can't bear an olive.
Really?
Cannot stand olives. I wish I did like olives.
They're gorgeous.
I had a martini with olive juice in there recently and that was nice.
That's nice.
If you like olive juice, you'll like...
I don't like olives.
Really?
Oh. No, I like olive oil.
Have you ever had a pickleback?
What's a pickleback?
A pickleback is a shot of bourbon immediately followed by a shot of pickle juice.
That would be heaven to me.
I love pickle juice.
Love anything pickled, mate. I was the kid that went through Mackey's and asked them for a tub of pickles and they'd be like, yeah. I love it. Still asking for a tub now and again.
They'll give you a tub.
Oh my God.
Mackie's Hacks of Danny Beard.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes they won't, though. Sometimes you can get an RC McDonald's worker who's like, there's not a button for it, so I can't do it.
Have you seen all the TikToks where people keep trying to get like a vegetarian burger but asking for real cheese? And like, no, because you're vegetarian. It's like, that means I can have cheese. Yeah. Like, well, no, people put it online and then they say it was supposed to be vegan.
I've seen it, yeah. Like the McDonald's workers. Fucking hell.
I feel like I'd be like, when I was a dinner lady.
You weren't a dinner lady.
You know I was a dinner lady at one point.
No, you wasn't.
In my sixth form.
Oh, right, maybe.
I worked in the canteen when I was in sixth form.
So I thought this was like your first drag gig or something.
No, I actually was working in the school kitchen.
Was that so you could have the leftovers?
Girl. Baby.
You have the leftovers.
You know that sponge cake and custard? Yeah. Five helpings of that. I skip PE.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, it was a big shift in the kitchen. There's a lot of dishes. I'm like that chocolate custard. Apple pie. But when I was a dinner lady anyway, when I was a young warthog, I would give them all extra portions. I've said this before, I'm sure.
Double portions.
Oh, everyone loved me.
Yeah.
Go to that little fat fag there, they'll give you two portions. I got took off the hot food.
Oh, so you were pot
on dishes, yeah.
Pot wash, yeah.
For giving them two bigger portions.
Portion control.
What dystopianism.
It was all about portion control. They were like flipping as if fucking Jamie Oliver was going to come in and spank me.
That could be a new podcast. Podcast.
Podcast.
What, spanked with Jamie Oliver?
No, portion control with Danny Beard.
I like the name portion control.
That new tour, portion control, that would be good.
That would have been a good name, yeah. Danny Beard. Portion control. Portion control to Major Tom.
Right, should we crack on with the listeners'
we've
gossip?
Not fucking said anything. Yeah, and the whole point of the show is that we speak to the listener.
Well, half of it. The other half is actually about us. So we've been asking for your dirty confessions, questions and gossip, either your own stories or gossip you've heard third hand. The wilder, the better.
I mean, we haven't.
Well, the producers of this podcast have, and they ask
we
us
personally
to say,
haven't, just so you know.
Well, we do sometimes.
We don't care.
I did then. So I've got a story here. This is from a non-he, him.
Oh.
This says, hi, Danny.
Hi.
Fuck the rest of us then.
Fuck my drink.
I listen to your podcast a lot. Well, then you'll know that I'm on it, and I'm Billy, and I'm reading your letter. I'll start again. I listen to your podcast a lot, but one day I was listening to it at work on the Bluetooth speaker.
Mistakes are made, darling. Mistakes were made, girl.
There is this one work colleague who always had something to say about me recently, but other than all the other work colleagues seemed to get along with me and not bothered about me being gay or sort of a homophobe in the office. We'll put this on the Bluetooth speaker. Darling.
Talk about passive aggressiveness.
For sure.
Let me just put this episode on the Bluetooth speaker. I think you should listen to this, Gene. There's a homophobe in the office. And it's you.
Gene. When I was listening to the pod, he said to me, turn that gay crap off. Go listen to it in your own time with earphones on. And it was not like, can you please turn it down or off in a nice manner? Me being the only young gay in the warehouse. Oh, it's a warehouse.
Girl, she's in a warehouse.
Is this him being a little homophobic or just being a nasty slash pricky?
Well, the phrase gay crap is pretty pointed.
Very pointed.
You could have said crap.
Yeah, the fact is they've used gay as a noun. Is that right?
Adjective.
Adjective.
The fact they've used gay as an adjective
shows that it's riddled in homophobia.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you what to do, darling. Ask for HR's email.
HR.
Fucking ring it.
Oh, here we go.
Ring it, email it.
Absolutely.
So I'm victimised in the workplace. I've got I can't go on the floor of the warehouse.
No, too nervous.
Without shaking like a shitting dog.
Yeah.
I'm scared that, you know, I can't even wear a rainbow without crying in fear.
Absolutely.
So if it rains and the sun comes out and there's a rainbow in the sky, I fear for my life.
You're cowering.
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 Cowering. I'm not saying play on it, but get the cunts out.
Thing is, though,
I'm joking.
With all like jokes aside, that is quite nasty in the workplace. I can remember once somebody was slightly homophobic to me, and my mum phoned up and said, "Oi, how dare you?
What? Where in
my work? My workplace when I was a waiter." Yeah.
I remember you saying this. Yeah, yeah. Your mum took control of the situation.
Mum, I mean, I'm not
she's
saying
a good mum like this.
I'm not saying get your mum to phone up your work.
So your advice is get your mum.
No, it's
work
not.
For Billy.
But I was like 17 at the time and I was too shy to say it. So my mum was like, right, I'm phoning
right. It's Billy's mum here, Chase. I want to speak to Patrick now.
That was literally...
You got my son, if I got.
Yeah. That was literally... And then the guy, well, he was nice to me, but I could tell he was sheepish for ages because he got a smack on the wrist, I think, by the manager.
Kinky.
But go to HR, darling. I would.
You know what? Or you're going to just let this... People are going to be homophobic to you. This is probably really shit advice, but I just don't like to try and give these people the power.
Or clap back. You need to clap back, maybe.
Clap back is the best, but it's gone now.
Yeah.
By the time this, you know what I mean? There might as well be carrier pigeon by the time he's sent this
for
in
sure.
To Lily May.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's given it to us and it's gone back out. It's been a week or two.
For sure.
Because it could have been last year.
Could have been.
Could have been 10 years ago. We don't know. Can anyway.
I was going to say, I mean, how do you feel about, I'm very sympathetic, but playing gossip gays out in a work environment? How do you feel about that?
I think it's ridiculous if you're going to play this out. Last week we were balking and talking about fucking urban frubin, which is the official word. We'll get onto it at a later point.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of sex stories in here. I don't think it's work appropriate, especially if you work at kindergarten. Imagine what you do. I'm a fucking secondary school teacher. I don't think so. I work in a doctor's office.
But also, in like a warehouse, I'm sure people get on with their own thing and the kind of work, like, I know people who worked in warehouses before and they always just put their own thing in and put their own music on and do their own thing. So I think it's all right in that sort of environment, especially if it's a night shift. I feel like it might be night shift work.
Turn that gay crap off and go listen to it in your own time.
Wow.
That's what he said.
Might be in Yorkshire
then,
this
place.
I'd
be like, whoa, daddy. Why are you so turned on by this? Don't let it bother you. Or go to HR.
Thing
but
is,
it's gone now. It's done. Ooh,
I find
Sam.
It
Ooh.
Hard for us to like put ourselves in this person's shoes.
I don't.
We don't work in an environment where somebody could be homophobic.
And I work in an environment where if someone's got something to say to me, I say what I want back.
And you've got a microphone and a crowd behind you. Yeah. So it's kind of hard for, do you know what I mean?
I'm like a modern day witch hunter when anything happens to me. Yeah. I've got people with pitchforks behind me like, go and fire him and kill him.
Exactly, yeah. You've like parted...
That was a wicked reference for the musical Gays.
You've also like parted the crowd and made somebody walk out and get booed.
Yeah.
Back in the day, thrown pies at. Yeah. Rotten fruit.
Yeah.
Shame.
It was get them in the stocks.
Exactly. I've seen that before.
What do you think, Sam? What do they should do?
I think the HR is kind of the only way you can go about it.
Oh, it's too serious for me.
Well, I was wondering, Danny, your impression was really good. Why don't you and Billy sort of maybe reenact the moment? You can talk about maybe some good clapbacks or maybe how you'd react in the moment. Maybe we could try and act it out.
Okay, cool.
To give some practical advice.
That's a good idea.
Right, so I'll be the homophobe.
Why?
Because you're good at clapbacks.
But I might be shit now.
Oh, but I thought Danny was quite good at being a homophobe.
I am good at being a homophobe.
All right. So I've go back to
being 16 in the restaurant.
Stone.
This is your chance.
16 stone. Here we go.
Bum 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 bum.
The gossip case.
Get that gay crap off,
Mum.
Listen to it in your own time, you little faggot bastard, batty boy, fudgepacker.
Batty boy, fudgepacker.
Carry on packing fudges on this factory warehouse floor, you fudgepacker.
Bum bandit. Play that to him. I can't think of what to say except Mum.
You just have to say.
Yeah.
Hate crime and back. Call him a straggart.
Yeah.
I hear the kids saying that now. What good nowadays.
Hetty put downs have we got? Straggart, Hetty.
There's not many.
Straight
you know.
Boy. Fucking breeder.
I've got one.
What?
That's not what your dad was saying last night. Uh huh. Oh. Strip his tits in my face though.
Oh, God.
That's what you should say.
Should we move on to the next story?
Move on to the next story.
Got stripper tits in my face, uh-huh. Do you know what I did do once when I was in school? I remember getting in trouble. I had my CD Walkman in and I was listening to absolute banger and classic and probably will go down in music history as
one of the greatest songs of all time.
And yeah. It was Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani with Eve. Come together all over the world from the hoods of Japan. Harajuku girls, what? It's all love, what? Give it up, what? Shinamana. What happened to my life? Turn upside down. Shiks the manaman ding. It's the second round. Original track and thing. You know you can't buy these things. No. See Stefani in the land. I rock my fetish people. You know who I am. Then we get the style. That's wicked. Oh, hope you can't all keep up.
Wow, you
climb all the way from the bottom to the top. Yeah, we can get nothing but love. Oh, if I was a basically.
Wow.
The reason I did that is because I was getting in trouble in the maths, and he was like, because we used to put the earphone up and listen to it like that.
Oh, that, yeah. There was no AirPods then.
No AirPods.
No,
the wires run up my arm.
Yeah.
And the teacher was on too, and he was like, Daniel, get out the class. And I got the earphones out and I put them in. And I was like dancing on the table and I did the full rap on the table and all the kids were like, wait.
What, like so a flash mob?
I did my own flash mob before flash mobs were a thing. I'm not saying I invented a flash mob, but right. I invented flash mobs.
It did catch on after that.
It catch on. But, yeah.
Word spread.
I've set so many trends. Glitter beards, flash mobs, being gay. No one was gay before me. Anyway, I think this would be a good tactic here. Just out-gay him. Out-gay him. Pick your favourite gay song.
Right.
And he's turned that gay shit off. Imagine you just turned around and was like, I feel like falling in love. You just did the whole Beyonce routine.
Okay, that's yeah. A good... All right, yeah.
And if you do that, maybe a few years later, you too can win Drag Race.
Do you know what, though? Well, props to you on that rap.
Thank you. I'll never forget really that good. Rap because really it was a good. Moment in my career that made me realise.
I can perform.
I've got an audience here.
You've got some here.
No one else can
this
tell.
This maths room's just turned to Wembley.
It's like on Jamie the Musical. Do you know when it's like turns into...
It's a clock on the wall and it's moving too fast.
For sure.
But in my mind, it was come together all over the world from the hoods of Japan. Anyway.
No one else can tell, but I'm sharing a sofa with Danny and Danny's hips were shaking so much all the way throughout that rap.
Wow. Sofa was vibing. I thought you had a lump in your pants.
You'll be doing the coconut in a minute.
It's a sausage roll in his bucket.
This next story, who's reading it?
It says, Danny tells story too. Oh, Sam and Billy react and ad-lib with their own comparable stories.
Fabulous.
You wouldn't think this was a scripted show. You know, if we were up for a reality TV award, it'd be, what do they call it? Semi-scripted.
Oh, soft-scripted, they call it.
Yeah, soft-scripted. I'm soft-scripted. I found out in a TV meeting. Did I say this last week?
No.
I'm a comedy-adjacent personality.
Comedy-adjacent? I mean, almost funny. What does comedy adjacent mean?
You're funny as a comedian, but you're not a comedian, which is me.
Comedy
I'm funny,
adjacent.
Okay.
What, natural born funny?
Natural born funny. I've got funny bones, Sam.
It runs through your veins. You don't have to sit and think.
Fucking hell. Be careful who you're talking to, National Treasure. Listen. Dear Danny and Billy.
I got a little...
And Sam.
You don't say Sam.
And Lily me.
Why,
Lily me?
Getting a bit Jamaican, man.
What's it? I thought it was that.
You tried. Yeah, it was almost Geordie.
Sometimes when you do Geordie, it sounds slightly Jamaican.
Does it? Well, I'm not going to be doing Geordie again anytime soon.
Right, okay, good.
Love the shoe.
Geordie, it's Geordie. Okay, it's not insensitive, he's doing Geordie.
Hang on. Dear Danny, I'm Billy, Sam and Lily Mee. Love the show, but need some advice. I have only recently come out at the age of 40 last year. Give her a round of applause. Yay. Thank you, my loves. I am not on the dating apps as I'm looking for a serious relationship and I want to have a family and get married. A neighbour of mine introduced me to this guy who's a little bit older than me and said we would be a good match. Can I just stop this story there? Whenever, if this is a straight neighbour,
yeah,
never trust a straggart to fucking hook you up.
Do you think they've done the thing where it's like, oh, I know someone who's a perfect match. Yeah. They're also gay.
Yeah.
You're two gay men.
Well, we don't know. Let me read on, but this is my strong
I'm getting that vibe.
Suspicion.
Yeah.
If I was Elvis, I'd be singing it, you know what I mean? So I went on a date with him, just drinks, and I didn't see a second date on the horizon, but I was feeling a bit hot, so invited him to mine. We fooled around and I fell asleep with him next to me. I awoke when he got up in the middle of the night and opened my apartment door to let two men into my apartment to start a threesome. A foursome if I wanted to join in. Was this the correct gay etiquette in these moments?
What?
Also, just to clarify, I'm not on dating apps as I wanted dates, not hookups. Well, that was clear from the start. Thank you, my love. Well, this is anonymous. There's no name.
No, there's no name there.
I'm sorry. I really need a play-by-play on this. So they went on a date, went back, went to sleep. He got up in the middle of the night.
Well, they'd fooled around before they went
fooled
to sleep.
Fooled around, yeah.
Yeah. Who are these two men just at your doorstep in the middle of the night?
This has happened to me.
What?
Not even joking, this happened to me. I went round to somebody's, we fooled around, basically the exact same story, fooled around, and I awoke to two other men there, and they were all fooling around together.
I mean, this is...
They lived in the same apartment block and came up.
This is... I would be terrified in that situation.
I didn't appreciate it. I did put my clothes on and left, and was like, this is not for me, this is not the vibe, and left. But
I mean, it's in front of you as well. Like, we need to get a bit of decorum back to the gay community.
Yeah, and also...
You can't just start shagging in front of someone.
Because
if it was on the street, you'd be locked up. I mean, I know it's not on the street, it's in your own house. But, you know, people don't... You can't send unsolicited dick pics anymore. You can't just...
But if you went on a date, it's a bit fucking rude to be like, oh, I'm going to start shagging these other people on the date.
Sure. It's not just a hookup,
and
it
also,
was a date.
And also, it's not like this guy went to the guy's house and he invited people into his house. He invited strangers into this guy's house. I'd be fuming. Yeah, you don't like people in your house you don't know. And no one does, actually.
I'm like, who's that? You're not bringing your mate? No.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be wake up, I'd be like, out.
I think what I would have
done... when a stray cat comes in. I'd be fucking banging on pans and the lot.
Right,
out.
For sure. Yeah, I think the correct etiquette for this is... Get the fuck out of my house, everybody.
Yeah.
It's not the correct etiquette.
Also, if...
I just say, excuse me, guys. Who are you?
Yeah.
Sorry, why are you in one's garth? Yeah. Who invited you here? He did.
Yeah.
Right, well, the three of you can fuck off.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm high on that coffee. But yeah, I would not be happy.
I would not be happy.
Also, just as a general like public service announcement, like if you want to set up two men together, them being gay is not enough to be like they're a good match. You need to know who's a top, who's a bottom,
ooh,
who's a first. You need to know who's into the hookup culture, who's looking for dating, who's looking for something like risque.
I don't want my straight neighbour knowing what fucking I'm the train or the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not. Keep that fucking to yourself, bitch. I don't care what you are.
Can I also say, I've never met anybody who's like strictly one or the other. Like somebody's like, oh, I'm more this, but I would do that. Do you know what I mean?
You've never met a true top or a true bottom?
I think
both. Have you got a mirror?
People do
say you couldn't top a trifle.
I have, and I would do it again. It was a bit.
I have.
I promise.
I could top.
I promise.
I've met a lot of people that are just bottoms.
Yeah, but I also don't believe...
Because you live in Manchester.
Especially, yeah, I was going to say, Manchester is...
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, once you're in a committed relationship, you would give you other one the other way. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, come on, I'll give you one. Bend over!
So kind.
Bend over. Come on, mummy's chopping.
No, I'd be fuming, and I've not,
I'd be fuming.
Not the proper etiquette.
No, nope.
And I'm really sorry that it's happened to you because you've only just come out at 40,
and also don't,
you've got catching up to do.
Don't see this person again. They've actually been really rude.
But can I also just give some unsolicited advice here?
Mm-hmm.
You've only come out at 40. I don't know your history. I don't know if you were, you know, in the closet snooping around and you've already had your fill.
Right. You okay. Will. Yeah. Was this your first?
But
experience
you've
here.
Come out, you're now out and proud at 40. And I know your end goal is a serious relationship and a family and getting married.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you might have to kiss a few frogs before you get there. Have fun on the way. Look after your sexual health.
1,000,000%.
Get tested regularly. Have fun.
This
take
person
prep.
Said that they don't like hookups.
They don't
so.
Like hookups, but go. Well, they don't like hookups, but they've had a fucking wine and had a fucking hookup. So right. You like hookups enough to fucking take someone back to your fucking flat after one date. Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay, right, yeah,
I think people get into this. They put this on themselves. I don't want hookups. I don't want this. But from your actions, you do want a hookup because right. You went and had a bit of fun. What I'm saying is, don't put these rules in your mind.
Yeah.
I often do feel like when there's people that have come out in later in life, they still apply a lot of the heteronormative world to now them being gay. Like, you still want the family and marriage and stuff. And
the picket fence.
You know, realistically, most 40-year-olds aren't going to want that as well. So have fun on the way until you do find what you're looking for, would be my advice that you've not asked for.
There we go. Well, thank you for that.
So, yeah, if you want me to tell you how to live your life, get in touch with us via Gossip Gays Pod on Instagram.
Perfect. This next one's a voice note, actually.
Oh, you've
sorry,
come
Sam.
All the way in, Sam, and you've not even got a read today.
It's fine. It's nice just to chill.
Yeah.
You chill, all baby.
Right. Yeah. And if anybody else is listening, send us voice notes. It's actually better.
Hi, Danny, Billy, Sam and Lily May. I thought I'd give you my worst hookup of the year to round it off, lesbian edition.
Yay.
So, woo. Went on a date with this lass. It's going well. I go back to hers and we're getting down to it, you know. And when she's like, shall I say, crossing the finish line, she grabs onto my nipple, right? And she starts twisting it like she's trying to wind up a fucking clock. Now, I'm going to, you know, I never give up. So I get her across the line. I don't mind a bit of all that. But I was like, what the hell? No, I turned to her and I went, what was all that about? She was like, oh, I just like it. I went, well, just a heads up, that absolutely knacked. So, like, don't be doing that again. So don't mind a little bit of that, but... come on, like, I thought she was going to rip it off.
Come on, man.
And then a couple of days later, she comes round mine. We're getting down to it again. Again, once again, she's getting across the line. What does she do straight away? She goes for it. Now, this time, it took a little bit longer to get her across the line. Now, I said to her, as soon as she finished again, I said, I fucking told you not to do that. Honestly, it's like she's trying to wind up a fucking kid's toy. Yeah. The next day...
Beyblade.
When I tell you my nipples were two different sizes, I'm not even joking. Anyway, after that, I sacked it off because I thought, I can't be walking around with two nipples looking completely different sizes and colours,
well,
you know what I mean?
Round with them out.
Honestly, but... I felt battered and bruised up, so
oh,
a bit tame because there wasn't any shit involved, but that's my worst hookup of the year.
Wow.
I love to know what, we've not had a hookup horror for a while.
Thank you for that hookup horror. And I'm sure that's the same person who had a hookup horror last year. Do you remember the lesbian?
I think she has sent him previously. Yeah,
I know
she
that voice. Yeah,
Lily
I know
May been contacting that.
I'm fascinated, right? Because I know a lot of people who like it when you twist their nipples, but I've not heard of someone having a thing for twisting someone else's nipples.
No, I've
at
not
the
either.
Point of climax.
I've not.
I think that person's had done it once with a girl. And it's got them across the finish line, so to speak, quicker. And she's thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that every hookup now.
I think she's dialing up the orgasm with the DJ.
Or maybe she listens to the podcast and she just misinterpreted what having a go on the DJ deck.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Playing a DJ set.
She's just trying to crank up the volume.
I have not heard getting across the line before.
We're getting all the lingo, all the lesbo lingo.
Lesbians are much better at navigating their conversations. Gays are a bit too crude. Direct.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do though in that situation? I would stop.
I'd smack the hand away like a naughty
pet. Oh, stop it now.
No. Like when you get a puppy. No.
No.
It's only your own orgasm you're ruining.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'd say. Yeah, absolutely.
Very Gen Z lesbian.
Yeah.
Let me break this down for you.
Go on.
No.
Out of interest, have either of you ever actually stopped a hookup because you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm too nice. Maybe I get myself in tricky situations, Meg.
Maybe when I was younger, I would just be like, even if, like, I'd be like, oh, I don't really like that, but do it anyway. It's like, it's fine. But now I'd be like, sorry, but no. Yeah. But I've not had a hookup in ages.
I've not hooked up in ages.
So maybe I would. Yeah. Maybe it depends on the situation. If they were in my own house or I was in theirs, then maybe I wouldn't say no as if I was in the sauna. I'd be like, no, I'm off, see you, bye.
Oh, do you know what I mean? In the sauna, I'm smacking hands away.
I'd be like, don't touch that.
I'm like, do not touch me.
I'm a national treasure.
I'm never going to live this down. I'm never going to let you go.
Oh, well, thank you very much for the hookup horror. Yeah.
Who's our gossip goddess of the week then, girls?
I think it's hookup horror.
Yeah. The theatrics.
Yeah.
The lingo.
Love that for the lesbians.
But I do really like it when people ask for advice, so keep that coming in, guys.
The Gossip Gaze.
Right, so if you want to get in contact with us, share a funny story, anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, get in touch by emailing us, letters at gossipgazepod.com, DM us on Instagram at gossipgazepod, or get in touch via WhatsApp, or the ultra anonymous method is a form Instagram.
Go fill out our form.
Yeah, go fill out a form.
Tell us somebody's gossip.
Well, we've been getting more in the form, and I think the form is the best way. Personally.
Sorry, I know you put the form together.
Yeah. I actually did. The form pre-existed before me.
Did it pre-exist?
Yeah, me and Lucas put the form together.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, to make sure you give us a 5-star glowing review. Somebody left a review this week, just
what did
side
it say?
Note. Bring back Snack of the Week and Hetty Room 101. So if you tune into the bonus this week, you might get one of those features, baby.
Ooh, do you know what? I've got an idea for Snack of the Week.
I've got something to tell you for Snack of the Week as well.
What?
Well, I'll have to tell you on the bonus. I'm leaving them on a cliffhanger.
Oh. Are we Netflixing ourselves?
Yeah, we're
that could be. Oh my God, is that a thing?
What?
Netflixing? We should call Netflixing cliffhangers Netflixing.
No, that don't work.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. Girl. We'll see you next week. We're not leaving you on a Netflix now.
Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.